It's been hard getting back on the microphone, especially the past few weeks. Just like thinking about everything that's going on and seeing what's going on and knowing what's going on. If some of you all, you know, follow, the homie Corey, you know, Baltimore County Forever podcast, I did quite a few interviews or, you know, sat down with him quite a few times. Over the summer, we talked about a lot of stuff, and I remember, I think it's episode 145. He titled it "Who Will Survive in America," and I remember he came over, and we sat down, and this was right after the Jacob Blake situation in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and you know, that was followed up with the Kyle Rittenhouse shooting and murder that, you know, he committed. And we were it was me, him, and then we was talking to Norm and talking to Vic. And we were just talking about our experiences growing up as Black and Latino teenagers, young adults, older adults. And you know, this year has been fuck, man, I don't even know what the fuck you call it, with, you know, the pandemic. And you know, we watched George Floyd get choked to death, and you know, you find out that Breonna Taylor was, you know, pretty much murdered in cold blood, and the prosecution behind that pretty much, you know, just let that all get away and let the police officers who did that pretty much walk away from it without being held accountable for what was actually done to her, you know. And we've seen it over and over, time and time again. And you know, the last time I, you know, plugged in the microphone and recorded, I was like, all right, you know, I was talking about some things, you know, shout out to the homie Katie. And then in talking to Corey, you know, he's like, what's up with the podcast? I was like, I'll do episode next week. And then next week turned into like a week, and 2 weeks, and a month. And it's almost been shit, probably damn near 2 months, you know. And it's just trying to figure out, like, yo, like, how the fuck do you go on, you know, thinking about everything that fucking happens in this world on a day-to-day. And the social sphere, the political sphere and the culture. And it's like, you know, what do you do? You know, how do you, because I think we all have an idea, or I think we all have a, you know, like Wyclef, you know, saying on that one little clip on the Chappelle Show, you know, if I were president, you know, and I think we all have an idea of what we would do to save the world, but we see, you know, wildfires and hurricanes and people going hungry, you know. Just read a news article, you know, in the city of Baltimore, a grocery store closed in a neighborhood, and now these people who live in that neighborhood don't have access to a grocery store for miles. And they essentially live in what is called a food desert, you know. And we see it and we hear about it. And a lot of times it doesn't become real to us because it's not happening to us, you know. And then you kind of sit back, and then you look at your own shit that you got going on, and it becomes a lot. You know, so it's not that I, you know, I haven't abandoned the podcast at all. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to figure out how to reel myself in. That's the best way I could put it. Because, you know, a year ago at this time, man, I was coming apart at the seams, you know. Some major shit that went down, and it was like I felt like I was dying, and I felt like I wanted to die. But I had some cool people around me. I had some very helpful people in my life, and they helped me hug, cry, smile, laugh. And I don't know, man, I just, you know, some of those people I don't talk to anymore, unfortunately. But that doesn't mean that I don't think about, you know, what they did for me. And it's just like trying to deal with that and fix my own shit and work on fixing me. And then, you know, we got to exist out here in this world. And, you know, and then I kind of think back like, yo, do I have real fucking problems? You know, like, I don't. I mean, you know, yeah, trying to figure out how to be a better person, a better friend, be more accountable for, you know, the shit that I do and the way that I move. That's me. You know what I'm saying? But there are people who are, you know, trying to figure out how to make it through the day, how to make it through the next hour, you know what I'm saying, and trying to figure out how to put food on the table, how to keep the lights on, how to keep a roof over their head, their kid's head, you know, how to make sure that their kids have internet to go to school, you know what I'm saying, and so just, you know, sitting back with all of that. And then, you know, one thing I realized is that you can only work on what's in front of you. That's the best way I can put it. So that's what I've been trying to do, is try to do everything I can and what's in front of me. You know, like, for example, I've been getting back in the gym, like going to the gym. And that's literally my happy place. And I've been in there going hard. I'm talking beach. I go in there at about 5:30 in the morning when it's dark outside. And I don't come out until it's light. You know what I'm saying? I'll be in there 3 hours. And just being in there kind of puts me in a better space. And so, like I say, man, I try to work on what I can, what's in front of me. And so, like, for example, you know, that whole, you know, presidential debate, I went to sleep because I knew it was going to be a shit show. And then I woke up the next morning and it was, you know, people were on just social media, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Just, I mean, just, you know, we were being bombarded with how shitty that whole thing was. And then this morning I'm in the gym, I'm in there early, 5:30, 6 o'clock, you know, and then it's all over the news that the person occupying the White House right now caught COVID-19. And it's just like, you know what I'm saying, like, what the fuck? And you know, now, you know, that's all that's in the news and everything. And, you know, it's like, it's, you know, as far as like the politics, the one thing, you know, we can't change, Like for example, you know, I was taught growing up, you know, somebody said something about you, or you know, somebody said something about your mama, or your, you know, like now if you talk about somebody's kids, you know, you getting punched in the fucking mouth. And so I heard, like, during the presidential debate, Trumpito was saying, you know, stuff about Joe Biden's son. And I know it's like, hey, if you out here in the street, you getting punched in the mouth, you getting your ass kicked for that. And so just trying to remain, you know what I'm saying, like, he had to sit there and take that. And it's like, you can't change some things, but how do you change that, man? You got to vote. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then listening to people say, oh, you know, our votes don't count. And you know, like I got a lot of dealings down in Georgia with people down in Georgia, you know, family and everything. And some folks I really care about down there. And, you know, the whole Brian Kemp, Stacey Abrams situation, you know, because now, you know, you see different things going on in the law in Georgia. You're seeing different things going on with the laws in Florida because, you know, that governor and how he's moving. And it's like you just realize, like, how important voting is, because if it wasn't important, they wouldn't be trying to take it away. Now, you know what I mean? They wouldn't be trying to restrict the vote. And like I saw in Harris County, like, for example, in Texas, you know, the governor of Texas changed the law that there's only one absentee ballot drop-off center for an entire county. And I think I read that the city of Houston is in Harris County. You know, so it's like, that's a major metropolis in the United States. So it's like, you got all these people trying to have, you know, vote by absentee ballot, and the issue with the post office, and you know, like my mother gets her medication by mail, so you know, there's that situation. And like, for example, my mom, she didn't vote in the last election, you know, but this time around, I was trying to help her figure out the old absentee ballot thing, and I said, "Ma, you gonna vote this time?" She said, "Fuck yeah." She said, "That motherfucker messing with my Social Security money." I swear to God, that's a true fucking quote. That's what she said. And I was just like, yo. And it, you know, you realize a lot of things on a micro level, how they affect different things and different people. And it becomes overwhelming when you look at the grand scheme of things. And unfortunately, man, I come up short in a lot of ways. And, you know, some days I wake up and I beat my chest and, you know what I'm saying, wake up, I give thanks for another day, being able to see, hear, move my fingers, move my toes, my heart is beating, you know what I'm saying, I'm hit the ground running and ready to conquer the world. And then some days I just want to put my head in the sand and pretend like a lot of shit isn't happening, but that's not good. So it's like, how do you maneuver through all of that? And, you know, trying to get out of my own way in a lot of things. So, you know, fall short, like, you know, like just trying to do too much in too many corners, and somehow, some way, something, someone, somewhere gets left out. And, you know, like one of the things that's been left out is the podcast, you know. So I'm just gonna keep trudging forward, you know what I'm saying? That's like we all are, you know what I'm saying? Some people wake up every day ready to conquer the world. Some people just, you know, I don't know, man. But I'm rambling. But yeah, we back, you know, back again for the first time. That's the title of this episode. So this is gonna be the start of season 3. You know, I got some trying to move the lab, trying to take this show on the road, for real, set up shop somewhere else. You know, hopefully it works out, and, you know, we can get things going, and get out into the world as much as we can and see what's out there. Hopefully it all works out like that. We'll see, you know. But in the meantime, man, thank you for plugging in. Thank you for, you know, listening. And, you know, hit me up, you know, because I'm back on it. You know what I'm saying? Like we all are. As usual, man, shout out to the homie Corey, man, because he's literally, I think he's part of that. He's part of that mix of glue that's been, you know, holding me together. You know what I mean? So, shout out to my dude, man. You know, he got some really big things happening. And it's, fuck, I think we, man, me and that cat been rocking, man, not 10, 9, 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And me, Corey, and Kristen, and Kyle, you know, shout out to Kyle. He just had a son. So he's living his life, doing his thing. So, you know, shout out to my man Corey, my man Norm, you know, even Vic, Dirty Tim Vic, you know, even though Dirty Tim Problematic Vic, you know, cause he said some shit over, you know, it's just like, hold on, man, you know, but Vic's problematic, but you know, it's like, gotta love them all the same. You know, we just gotta make sure we, you know, we check him when need be and say, hold up, bro, you flying off the handle, Mr. Vic. But he's still the homie. Yeah. So you know, stay tuned, man, and we're gonna get it rocking. All right, peace. So I got something new that I'm going to do. It's called the Laptop Chronicles News Network. Yeah, that's a mouthful. Pause. So there's a news site for the adult entertainment industry. And it's called xbiz.com. And they have legit news on what's happening in the adult entertainment industry, obviously. There's different sections talking about movies and stars, web and tech. Pleasure and retail, gay, cam and clips, and there's a TV option. They got a Twitter link, Facebook link, all that stuff. And so, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna find a couple articles that interest me, but take your time and go to xbiz.com and check it out for yourself. You may find, you know, some good news that may be helpful to you and your partner. And you know, pass it along. So the first article we're gonna start with, it's called this is titled "By POC-AIC Touts October Micro Grants Wellness Program." So this one, let's see, the By POC-AOC stands for the Black, Indigenous, and People of Color Adult Industry Collective. Now, that's a mouthful. Let's see. By POC-AOC launched the micro grant program last month to assist by POC performers and content creators in financial need, particularly those dealing with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. So this organization, they're taking applications starting yesterday, running through October 10th. And this is for sex workers who have creative visual media, camming, content creation, mainstream, indie clips, phone sex, for at least a year. The program gives out $3,500 grants per month. Let's see. Is giving through a couple of organizations who help support it. So yeah, basically, you know, the pandemic hit, and I did have a bunch of articles related to that. Like for one, damn, I switched phones. I got a new phone, so I lost a lot of links I had saved. I had something like 70, embarrassingly. And Tasia's. She's probably shaking her head. Shout out to the homie Tej. I used to have like 70 like pages open in my Google on my phone, because I would like find something and open it to a new tab, and then it was just wild. Like, I was showing her something one day, and she was like, "You really have 70 tabs open on your phone?" And I was like, "Yeah." So I got a new phone, but I lost that, all the tabs I had. But I do remember seeing something that said, you know, a lot of the grants that were offered up during the, you know, early part of the year, March, April, the small business loans, things like that, a lot of the health, things that a lot of people in quote unquote the regular industry were able to have access to, sex workers were excluded from in a lot of different ways. They were excluded from the business loans. They were excluded from like access to healthcare and things like that. So it's good to see, you know, this organization is trying to plug that gap in some ways. So shout out to them. All right, let's see. The next article I found interesting, this one says, Williams Trading launches new sexual health and wellness channel. And this is Williams Trading Company University. I've never heard of them. Let's see, but it starts out, Williams Trading Company has announced the launch of Williams Trading University Sexual Health and Wellness, an all-new channel on the e-learning platform. So there's some courses researched and written by accredited sexperts like Dr. Sunny Rogers and Dr. Jill McDevitt from Cal Exotics, and sponsored by a leading manufacturer in the adult field in partnership with Williams Trading. So this is a dedicated channel. Let's see, Rogers, who holds a PhD in human sexuality and is a certified sexual health educator, has been working close on the project. You see, we're gonna skip down. Let's see, the Sexual Health and Wellness Channel has partnered with several top manufacturers to create content that retailers can watch on computers, tablets, Android, and iOS. Each course features a quiz and downloadable additional resource, and many courses contain links to more educational content. For the launch of this channel, participants can find courses by Aneros, Evolve, novelties. There's quite a few companies. So this is new. Okay, this is new to me. I'm gonna check this one out. You know, of course, it's anything to help, you know, sexual wellness and education. That's why, you know, I tell you, I got back on my health game. I've been off and on. I've been trying to work out, which I work out hard for about a good 2 weeks, and then I'll take like a day off, and which turn into 2 days. So, you know, I'm back on it. You know, the gym is open. Not my own personal gym. I do have my own gym, but, you know, got some workout equipment and stuff. But the actual gym where I go, it's back open. Pretty much running at like 90%. You know, and it's good to get back in there, see a lot of the people who obviously, you know, haven't seen and 3, 4, 5 months. Good to see a lot of them, you know, looking good, you know, everybody hitting the weights hard. You kind of become like a gym family, you know what I'm saying? You see folks, because honestly, I've been going to that gym, I've been going to that gym since like 2008, and I've been seeing a lot of people since then, you know what I'm saying? And we might, you know, you're not the best of friends, you're not best friends or anything, but you know, you definitely acknowledge that person's presence, like, oh, you know, you're part of my gym family. So, you know, sexual just overall wellness and health is very important to me. And then of course, through doing this, I realized how important sexual health and wellness is to me. And trying to pass that along to all of you. Also, you know, like I always say, eat clean, you'll taste better. Take your vitamins, of course. Now, you know, wash your hands, wear a mask. I made sure today, I hit squats today, front squats. Whew, legs fucking burning. They still burning. You know, I was in there, like I say, I was in the gym 5 o'clock this morning. And, you know, I just, you know, trying to get my squat game up. Because you never know when your special friend is like, hey, I want you to pick me up. Like, oh, word? I got you, boo. So, you know, just trying to make sure my squat game is right. Trying to make sure my pull-up game is right. Keep the back strong, the back muscles. Trying to work on my core. Drop a few pounds if I can. But if not, you know, just muscle up. It is what it is. You know, trying to be healthy on the inside and outside. But I'm definitely going to check out this Williams Trading Company University Sexual Wellness, Sexual Health, and Wellness e-learning. You know, never feel like... I remember seeing a quote and it said, if you are the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. You know, so no matter what you think you are an expert in or what you think you know a lot of, you know, whatever subject, you know, always be open to learning new things, learning more things. So I'm gonna check this out, man, and I'm gonna report back to y'all and let y'all know what that's about. So the last one I'm gonna get into is Evolved Fights founder Ariel X launches lesbian erotica site Submissive X. So Evolved Fights is one of my favorite categories that I like to watch, because I do, I used to do, grappling, and, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so I haven't done it in a while. I think the last time I got on the mat was, had to be 2017, but I love grappling. You know what I'm saying? It's fun. It's physical. It's, you know, and it's like no matter what you may think, like I'm 6 feet, about 275. And if you've got the skill, if you've got that ability to, you know, like, size really doesn't mean anything. I've been tapped out by a kid, I think, at the time, man. This was about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So, I was about maybe about 265 at the time. And he was 17, about to graduate from high school. But he was on a wrestling team. I'll never forget this kid. And we were, you know, rolling on the mat. And, dude, he did some shit and tapped me out like 3 times. I just couldn't get it. And he was about maybe 5'9", 5'10", about 150, 160 pounds. You know what I'm saying? So size really doesn't mean anything. It's all about your skill. And it's fun. Like, I love grappling. You know, I don't like martial arts as, you know, so much like, you know, karate or judo, like, or MMA, things like that. I like grappling, so that's why I like Evolved Fights. And Evolved Fights, I like, I always watch it on X videos. And their fight, it's a lot of it is mixed wrestling, men and women, man versus woman. But they have different scenes, lesbian scenes. There's a transgender scene. I can't find it, but it's on here somewhere. Yeah, so it's a big mix, and it usually ends with like a challenge and ends in sex. So it's pretty cool to watch. But anyway, back to the news article. Let's see, performer and MMA fighter Ariel X, the founder of EvolveFights.com and EvolveFightsLes.com, has launched the lesbian erotica site Submissive X. And this, let's see, Aerial X described the new venture as a single model site with a starry collection of co-stars, among them Daisy Ducati, who's one of my favorites, Nikki Delano, Savannah Fox, Cheyenne Jewel, Maya Kendrick, Mistress Cara, Kelly Provocateur, another one of my favorites, Charlotte Sartre, Phoebe Twiggs, and Dee Williams, another one of my favorites. Let's see. So Submissive X has launched with such scenes as lesbian hookup bar with rough sex, MILF new room massage, da 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 da. So yeah, it's a new venture for Aerial X, and the company she founded. So yeah, I'm gonna check this out, man. You know, see what that's about. See, cause I that's one thing I like is like different content being made by people expanding like their own brand. You know, I think, like I was thinking about this the other day, I think the days of the big box porn productions might pretty much be over. You know, still trying to wrap my mind around how porn is a billion-dollar industry for certain companies. But, you know, especially like we've seen through the pandemic, a lot of people have started OnlyFans pages to create content. And that's an adventure in itself, you know, following the news related to that and pages. And now I'm starting to read about a lot of people pretty much basically feel, you know, they're I won't say getting a lot of people feel like they're not getting their money's worth, but that's what content creation is. You know, you create the content, and you know how you sell it is how you sell it. You know, how people consume it is how they consume it. So that's a thing in itself that, man, it's a rabbit hole. I'm trying to find the bottom of it so I can, you know, so we can talk about that. Because OnlyFans, man, it changed the game in a lot of ways. And just recently, it was some shit that went down on OnlyFans and basically changed the way people get payouts and how much they can charge for the content and all kind of stuff. So, like I say, that's a rabbit hole I'm trying to get to the bottom of. But yeah, I like, you know, content creation. I don't know if we'll see, like big name, well, at least the porn that I watch. I don't watch, you know, big production porn anymore. It's outside of the, I think the only one I watch now is legal porno. But I watch legal porno trailers. Yeah, it's like 90 seconds at a time. But usually, man, I'll be on Pornhub in the amateur section, watching all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the game is changing. It's evolving. So, you know, shout out to Aerial X and, you know, the different ventures that are going on over there. So I'm definitely going to check that out. Got some homework in front of me. But yeah, you know, thank you for tuning in. You know, if it's your first time listening, thank you for tuning in. If it's not your first time listening, welcome back to season 3. We here, we rolling. All right, so stay tuned. Hit me up on Twitter, which the Twitter is pretty much grinded to a halt. But, you know, I'm going to get back to sharing links, videos, things like that on Twitter. Hit me up on Instagram, the_laptop_chronicles. The Twitter is at the laptop chronicle, no S. Let's see, shoot me an email, you know, let's talk about some scenes. Let's see, shout out to the homies, man, you know, especially all my Baltimore folks, Coach Class Podcast, NTR Report, you know, the homie Corey, Baltimore County Forever Podcast. The homie down in Atlanta, Stacy, she's got a new podcast coming up soon. Gotta get with her, see if it's out yet. Let's see. Shout out to the homie Norm Regular. Please, if you have Google Play, which will be gone soon. Oh yeah, Google Play is going away, which they're switching everything over to YouTube Music. So I'm not sure how that's going to work for the playlist. I gotta update the playlist, get back on that. But yeah, Norm Regular, look him up, man. He's a great fucking rapper. Great rapper, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad to say I know this dude. Man, fucking talented shit, yo. Please check out his music, support him, man, because he's on his way, man. We gonna get him there, you know what I mean? So, yeah, shout out to everybody, man, and, you know, if you've been rocking with me, thank you. If you're new to the podcast, thank you. Please stick around. If you need a hug from me, you know, call me up and I will fly somewhere and give you a hug, because I know we all need hugs right now, man. This world is fucking crazy, but keep your head up. Remember, eat clean, you'll taste better. Wash your hands, wear a mask, you know. Keep your head on the swivel, man. Watch out for these crazy motherfuckers out here everywhere, you know what I mean? Country, city, county, wherever. And we gonna get out of here. So Laptop Chronicles Season 3, and we out.